You know, I talked about this a few nights ago. This was, Dan, what night was this when I was filling in? Was this?
This would be Monday morning.
Monday morning. So this was the day of Game 6.
Correct.
The morning before Game 6. What bakery brought over some cookies?
Central Continental Bakery, based in Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Central Continental Bakery in Mount Prospect brought over some cookies for each show here on GN. And they were custom cookies. They can do this for you, too. They are custom Blackhawks sweater cookies. So they hand cut them in the shape of a Blackhawks sweater. And they can put your name on there. And so they brought over a couple of these cookies in the shape of Hawks jerseys. One said Shagru, WGN. The other said Digilio, WGN. So we got these, and obviously Nick wasn't here. So I said on the air, hey, should I eat this cookie? Because I don't want this cookie to get stale. And Dan's like, I don't know, because, you know, maybe Nick's going to come back tomorrow, and maybe there's some sort of superstitious thing. Hockey fans are very superstitious. So I posted the picture of the cookie on Facebook, and then Dan took it and reposted it on the WGN Radio Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
And this thing got so much traction. I mean, the picture of the cookie, this whole issue of should Mike Steven eat Nick DiGilio's cookie, just went crazy on social media.
Isn't it weird, the stuff that takes off?
I know. But people were getting really into it. People were saying, a lot of people said, don't eat it.
The rabid DiGilio fans came after you, didn't they?
They did. It says, Steven posted here, it does say DiGilio on the back of it and not Steven on the back. So don't eat the cookie. It says, Ann posted, save it for Nick. It's not his fault that he's sick. Let's see here. Don't eat the cookie until after the game, Heather posted. It could jinx them. Barb posted, hell no. But then there were some people. Seal posted, eat it. Cheryl said, eat it, eat it, eat it, which was nice. Thank you, Cheryl. Jennifer said, I wouldn't want it to get stale. Go ahead and eat it. Let's see here. A lot of people saying they would be superstitious. They would be very leery of me eating the cookie. So the cookie sat right next to me here. It sat next to the board for a good portion of the show. And I'm serious, off of the air in the commercial breaks, I'd open up my mic for Dan and I would say, hey, dude, should I really eat this cookie? I'm really concerned. Like, people are really getting upset.
I can smell this cookie.
Yeah. So people, I mean, I'm serious. People on this comment thread, everyone here, no, 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 like in caps, no exclamation point.
Oh, man.
There was one that I had missed earlier that it was actually, it's a pretty filler line from Cliff, just saying DJ Dan the Daddy-O to his place with it, because I don't know if you know this, but I give Nick a ride in and
yes.
home after the show. So, like, you know, I haven't been chauffeuring him in and out the last couple of days, so I should probably deliver the cookie to him at his doorstep.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Judy posted, wrap it up and save it for Nick, or I'll personally come and kick your ass.
Wow.
I'm a big Nick D fan. Feel better soon, Nick. Yeah. Hey, I'm part of the family. I produced this show for many, many years. I'm Broham.
Yeah.
Come on now. Anyway, Dan, what happened to the cookie?
I think it's still here.
It's still here.
Oh, I thought it was gone.
I didn't eat
it. Disappeared.
I did not eat the cookie.
It was delicious, by the way. My wife and I, we did not eat it before Game 6. We waited until the morning.
You had your own Shagru cookie.
We had our own Shagru cookie, yes. And it was good.
So I did not eat the cookie. We should somehow post a follow-up on that. Because I'm afraid, like, I'm going to leave this building and it'll be like the end of talk radio. You know, someone's just going to be in the parking lot waiting
for me.
There'll
be a sniper on the
roof.
Hey,
Mike Steven, big fan. Boom.
You're in the crosshairs.
It's game over.
I'll see if I can track it down during weather and traffic.
Yeah, please do. We should post a follow-up to tell people
post
that.
Post a picture of it with today's paper or something just to prove that it hasn't been eaten.
That's right. That's right. The cookie is safe and sound. And still people are texting in at 312-981-7200, area code 773. Don't you eat that cookie. So people are very protective of Nick, and I get it. I totally get it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to eat the cookie. It looks like it would be delicious, though, and I really do want to eat it.
Now it's like, what, 4 days old?
Yeah, going on day three.
Yeah, 3 days old.
Do those get old? Do those get stale?
Maybe you should put it in the refrigerator or the freezer.
Maybe the freezer.
Come on, it's baked goods. Everything
no, but
stale.
It's, you know, I think it's it, like sugar cookies last usually a long time, and I think this is a sugar cookie.
Right now, that's the state police calling saying, Mike, Steven, don't eat that. Don't eat that cookie.
They're
going to
provide you
Nick.
An escort.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I'm not eating the cookie. Everyone, just take a breath. It's going to be all right. Everything's cool. It's hump day. Here come the humps, the mighty humps. 720 WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Nick DiGilio on this Wednesday morning. Nick's a little under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back soon. And still getting texts at 312-981-7200. People really care about this cookie. Of all the things, people are caring about the delicious DiGilio cookie that I have not eaten. So what we've done, Laura Vaughn had a great suggestion. Just to prove that it's still here, take a picture with today's paper. So that's what I've done. We will post on the WGN Facebook page a picture of the cookie with today's paper, Wednesday, June 17th, 2015. The cookie is safe and sound. Please, no more threats. I'm your friend. This is apparently a very near and dear topic to your heart. And I respect that because I love food just as much as everybody else. And I love the Blackhawks, too. And when you combine them into one, it's a very volatile thing. And I just want you to know that I understand where you're coming from. Okay? So that's just me talking to you. This is me reaching out to you, giving you a hug through the airwaves of GN and through the internets on the old face place. So before 5 o'clock, maybe around 5 o'clock, that picture will be up. The cookie is safe and sound. I feel like it's ransom. You know, it's like Mel Gibson. Give me back my son. I'm not holding the thing for ransom, although it does. This thing does smell delicious. It does smell delicious. So Steve Alexander is here. And Steve, you can't have this cookie. It's Nick DiGilio's. I don't know if you can see it. It says his name on it.
Yeah, I can. That's well, that's a great looking cookie.
It is. And there was a fiasco when I was here two nights or two mornings ago. I thought I was going to, you know, eat it. And people said, Slow down there, Mike Steven.
Does it have your name on it?
It does not. Steve, the powers of observation.
Yeah, it seems pretty clear to me then that you probably should not eat that cookie.
I'm just going to step down. I'm going to stand down here.